After 2 decades of Boston Mayor Thomas Menino's leadership, the race to replace him is widely considered up for grabs among the 12 mayoral candidates. It's an open primary, meaning it's not party-specific. And with only 6 weeks to go before the vote that will narrow the field to 2 candidates, the business community is so far largely staying out of the fray. But, as WBUR's Fred Bever reports, it's not for a lack of caring.
About 60 business chiefs in the tech and clean energy sectors were at a forum recently in a South Boston waterfront skyscraper in what Mayor Menino designated the Innovation District. One of his would-be successors, City Councilor John Connolly, posed a question to the group.
Let me ask, how many of you could name all 12 candidates for mayor right now? All right, we've got one, and that's a reporter.
Many in the business community have yet to get engaged, whether by endorsing a candidate or by spending on their campaigns. But they do have their opinions.
Our mayor needs to be willing to be reelected by people who are not just teachers, firemen, policemen, and other unions, and actually want votes from neighborhoods that are across the city.
But we'd like to have a regular conversation with government about what we're doing. The pace of technology is changing so fast.
I'm looking for somebody that's a little bit younger who I feel is like a rock star in the innovation and creative side.
That's Ben Maitland-Lewis, an entrepreneur who started up 4 web-based companies in the city. We also heard from David Friedman, CEO of a real estate app company, and Donna Cupello, a regional Verizon executive. They're all tech and communications types, but it's easy enough to find opinions in the larger business community as well.
It would be a huge mistake to vote in another Mayor Menino.
Suffolk Construction President John Fish is a longtime Menino ally who's sometimes called the kingmaker in Boston politics.
Let only be one Mayor Menino. I think what we need to be doing is looking at somebody that has completely different characteristics, a different way about himself, a different management style about herself. Also, I think this person really has to look at the city sort of as what is the new Boston and not what is the old Boston.
The new Boston, Fish says, is increasingly characterized by a class divide. Job growth, he notes, has been limited to the very highest paying jobs in the tech, healthcare, and financial services industries. Traditional middle class and blue collar work isn't growing, Fish says, and he wants the next mayor to attack the problem. Fish has his ideas about that. But while he says the mayoral field is solid, no one candidate has risen to the top of his list.
What I'm not hearing as of yet, I'm not hearing any breakthroughs on particular issues. I'm not hearing any breakthroughs on people sort of getting ahead of the pack. And I don't think that really is going to happen until the early part of September, the mid part of September.
Business leaders are putting many issues on the table: maintaining and improving public safety, expanding T services, keeping the city budget in check, and finding new approaches to solving public school woes. That includes prodding Beacon Hill to lift the cap on the number of charter schools in the city. Jack Connors, the highly connected former advertising mogul who now focuses on business philanthropy, says he's in mourning for the Menino era, and he's keeping his powder dry until a candidate with a coherent vision for the city and its schools emerges.
How are you going to take what no mayor wanted to touch, the public schools, and Menino jumped in and embraced them? And how are you going to evolve better education for the kids so that the companies in the city can have a workforce that comes fully prepared?
Also top of the list and linked to the jobs question, the direction of Boston real estate development as property values escalate in existing business centers like the Southie Waterfront. Should the next focus be East Boston, Alston, maybe Suffolk Downs? Rick Domino, president of the business-backed advocacy group A Better City, says the next mayor can't sit back and wait for investment to find its own course.
Mayors have to try to find that sometimes awkward balance between neighborhoods feeling like their areas are being overrun by growth and economic opportunity. And finding that balance and providing leadership is going to be essential for the next new mayor.
A few prominent business leaders are jumping in with public endorsements and with money, but not many. Some are hedging their bets by donating to several campaigns at once. And Domino says that with such a large field right now, there is a risk of backing the wrong candidate.
You got the old calculation, the political calculation of let's wait and see to see what happens with these candidates. And I don't want to put our company in a risky place for no reason.
One thing that might make the business community really sit up and take notice, several business leaders say, would be the emergence after the September primary of a strong pro-union candidate. The other candidate could then be the beneficiary of defensive spending by a galvanized business community. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.